That's a very logical question, and I personally agree with you. I must be able to resolve things logically. So my answer to this is in experience. You have to have personal experience with connection, with the connectivity with beings that have made a determination that they are going to stick around and help us. So for instance, in our particular practices, we talk about Tara. So I will use her as the example. Now here's someone who has vowed to remain with us until the end of time, until we're all free. Now in order to get free, we are told repeatedly that we need to use all of the circumstances of life to awaken into a fullness of who and what we are. This means that whenever we have difficult things happening, or when people are unkind to us or harm us in any way, we have to see that, yes, this is a result of karma, but also there is an opportunity for us to use the situation to expand consciousness. And that is what we are doing with all of the practices. I would recommend a book by Pema Chodron called Start Where You Are to get some understanding of what the Tibetans call mind training. Because the whole concept is our issues are because we have this idea of a separate self, that we exist separate from the rest of the world. And sometimes they use the word ego, but I think that that's not a good word for what we experience. We have personas that we inhabit in this dimension of consciousness where things appear to be separate. But as we pursue an understanding of the capacity of consciousness, we understand that we have more dimensions of experience than just this one. And in the more refined dimensions of experience, we have a full recognition and understanding of interconnectivity. And in that way, our experience, our mental and emotional experiences, our consciousness is revealed as a radiant situation that provides a sense of bliss, of unstoppable bliss, wondrous bliss. So, and this is accompanied by consciousness, by awareness, by full understanding of the depth of our consciousness. So these beings are all there to assist us in this journey. So that doesn't mean they solve the problems for us. Quite the contrary. Very often they stand back. But what they can do is help us to awaken inside the situation. So it becomes much less of a tormenting. We become much less victimized. We see rather, okay, whatever circumstance, whatever karmic circumstance I've done to set this up, it's now purified. And also, we consider how difficult it is for the people in the world, just like us. We're all trying to figure it out. And as you engage more and more in these practices, as you awaken to the interconnectivity, as you start really constantly wishing well for everyone, not just the people who you feel are victimized, or not just the ones who deserve our accolades, but everyone, even the ones that drive us crazy, even the ones that seem completely distorted in their approach to life, we keep the heart open, our compassion flows out to them that they could be liberated from this confusion of mind. So that, of course, is as we become more and more awake, we become more and more aware. And in fact, these beings, if you can imagine these radiant, enlightened beings, that as they engage with us, their whole goal is to help us to wake up. So it's not to help us to have any kind of material advantage, unless that helps us to wake up.